This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, preserving respect. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of preserving respect. When we look at the Islamic text, we see that Islam has ordered us to respect each other. And in order to respect each other, the first step is to preserve the respect of the others, to respect the others. And if they have any kind of ugliness or if they have any kind of shortcomings, then we need to cover all these things, because the person who is the brother in Iman, he is my believing brother, he's a Muslim, I must respect him and make him respectful. When we look at the Allah's treatment with us, we see that Allah is hiding everything, all our faults or our uglinesses, all our shortcomings, all the evils that we perform. If we are doing it when we are alone, then Allah is also hiding this from others. Maybe I have a habit which I do not like others to know. This is not me who is hiding. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is hiding all my shortcomings. Therefore, it is necessary, according to the Islamic teachings, that when you know about something in relation to your brother in Iman, your religious brother or the Muslim brother, the first thing you need to do is to preserve it, to preserve his honor, to preserve his respect in the eyes of others, to do not talk about this, to do not make it apparent to the others. And this is what we need to learn. And this brings more respect in the society, in the community, and people will start respecting each other in a better way, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of preserving respect of a mu'min in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that it is necessary to preserve the respect and honor of a Muslim brother or a mu'min brother. And this is what we learn from the Islamic teachings. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said that whoever says something in order to disrespect or bring a disrespect in relation to a mu'min brother, for example, he has a respect in a specific community or society, he has that respect. And if you do say something in order to bring the disrespect in relation to him, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take this person out of his wilayah. The person who is being the cause of disrespecting others, Allah will take him away from his wilayah, from his guardianship, and he put him under the guardians of the guardianship of the shaytan or the evil or the Satan. Whereas in the Quran, Allah says, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah takes the mu'mineen, the believers, out of the darknesses and he takes them towards the light. But if someone tries to disrespect another mu'min, the one whose faults, whose shortcomings, whose ugliness is been hidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if someone tries to do that purposefully, Allah takes this person who has made this cause, who become the cause of disrespect of a mu'min brother from the nur, and he throws them towards the darknesses. Therefore, we need to be careful, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.